Some will see it as a joke, others as a call to violence against his main opponent. Either way, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump made a comment at a rally in Wilmington today that is sure to be controversial. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The comment in question came as Trump was giving his take on the differences between his policies and those of Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Hillary wants to raise taxes. It's a comparison. I want to lower them.
Now, that is standard stuff for a presidential stump speech, as is Trump's claim that Clinton wants to get rid of the right to own a gun.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick...
The crowd boos, then Trump immediately switches to picking Supreme Court justices.
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks.
Then came this.
Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
as in those with guns could, shall we say, stop a President Hillary Clinton. That is clearly how the Clinton camp took those remarks. They quickly put out a statement saying what Trump is saying is dangerous. A person seeking to be president of the United States should not suggest violence in any way. Even the Trump campaign felt the need to clarify just what Trump meant. They too quickly released a statement which reads in part, "The Second Amendment people are tremendously unified, which gives them great political power, and this year they will be voting in record numbers, and it won't be for Hillary Clinton." This was Donald Trump's first rally since giving a scripted speech on the economy on Monday, a speech his campaign hoped would get the candidate back on message and the campaign back on track. This gun comment may have just undone all that. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.